Blog Talk Radio.
Well, 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 it's your girl, Cy Brown, and I just want to welcome you to another segment of Life Remix Radio. We're coming at you broadcasting live weekdays at noon from Times Square right here in New York City. Today is just another great day. I mean, I had an awesome weekend. I kind of hung out with my husband, kind of hung out with my kids. I tried to make it to see the movie Hancock. I've been trying. I have free passes, and I've been trying to get to this ever since it came out, and it just, I don't know, I just can't coordinate it. I don't know. It's funny. Anybody with parents of teenagers know you pretty much have to bribe your children just to hang out with you for the afternoon, but other than that, I just can't seem to make it. So hopefully I can get to see Hancock before it hits the DVD version. Today's show is brought to you by the New York, New Jersey Master Your Mind Weekend Conference. It's taking place at the Sheraton The Sheraton Newark Airport Hotel, probably because it's a Monday, I don't know. It's happening next Saturday, July 19th at the Sheraton Newark Airport Hotel, the big one by the airport, not the little one in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Mr. Jose Villegas was with us last week, and he will be with us again this Thursday talking about how to master your mind. I know Joyce Meyer also wrote a book called Battlefield of the Mind, and I'm going to the library probably one day this week to read it. I've been trying to read it for a couple of years now. I just can't seem to make that happen, and I'm an avid reader. But I think once you kind of start to understand your mind and what role your mind plays in your daily living, it just makes life so much easier. So I encourage you to check out www.creatingpossibilitiesnow.com, and it tells all the details about the Master Your Mind Weekend Conference taking place this Saturday, July 19th at the Sheraton Newark Airport Hotel here in New Jersey. Just want to let you know the chat line is now open. I just want to say thank you to Drop In Seed Radio, who visits us in the chat room every single day. Your presence is appreciated, so thank you. I see you on the board. For those of you who may want to call in, the studio line is now open, 347-633-9113. Just know that all of our shows are archived for future listening, so you can download it from iTunes. I actually downloaded the show from iTunes last week for the first time, and it was pretty cool because it automatically updates, so I personally get the new version of the show every day, so that was pretty cool. And you can set us up on RSS feeds, so you don't miss any of our shows with our exciting guests. I just want to say today we're talking about the success story of Mr. Troy Campbell. Troy is the CEO of Troy Boy International, and he is just an amazing individual. We found his information online, and I just think what he has to say is so important, especially for people just dealing with young people. I think everybody who kind of follows my show and listens in every day, you'll see I have a passion and a heart for young people. And it just kind of makes it better when we can find as many people as possible to get together to just that does things for our young people and really cares. So let me just bring him on in. Troy, is that you calling in from 562?
Yes, that's me.
How are you?
I am excellent. How about you?
I'm successful. I'm just going to ask you if you can just to kind of I don't want to say shout up a little bit, because what happens is as I'm starting to listen to the shows, it always seems like my voice is so loud and my guest is not. So I want to make sure your voice resonates in case anybody wants to download the show, and also for your own edification, if you want a recording of the show, that your voice is nice and loud and clear. So can you tell my listeners a little bit about who you are, because I have a ton of questions for you, and we have 25 minutes left in the show to get it done.
Okay. Well, first of all, good morning to you, and thank you for the opportunity to speak with you and your listeners.
You're doing
a wonderful job, and we appreciate the partnership to be able to enlighten your listeners about what we're doing in the Compton, California area and abroad. As stated by Shamika, my name is Troy Campbell, and I live in the area of Compton, and I was born and raised in Compton. My story is probably similar to a lot of stories. As a youth growing up, I came home from school one day, and when I came home from school, my parents were discussing a divorce, and I don't know how many people are, you know, touched by that particular situation, but when I was 6 years old and heard my parents talking about divorce, they were my role models, and I didn't look up to Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as my role models per se. They were just good athletes. So when my parents said that they were getting a divorce, these were two people that I loved a lot and that I felt if they couldn't make it, then I couldn't make it. So I took on that mentality. I was extremely hurt. I was wounded and I was depressed, but I didn't know how depressed I was until years later when I started accepting the offers of drugs and gangs by guys that were out there in the streets for me to sell drugs and join gangs. So around 13 years old, that's when my dance, so to speak, with violence started, and it led on into later years. By the time I was 16, my mother kicked me out of the house because I came home with a car that I had purchased with drug money, and she said, give me the
16?
Get out. 16 years old. 16 years old. And
wow.
She asked me where I get the money from, and I said, basically, I was tongue-tied, and I couldn't explain it to her, so she said, give me the keys or get out. At 16, I thought I knew it all, so I left. But here's the catch. At 16 years old, I was in private school and also had a 3.86 grade point average.
Wow.
So
you
it
know,
wasn't necessary. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know what shocks me? My son is 13 and has this obsession with Compton. I don't even know, like, where he – I think I'm probably going to have you talk with him because my son is – you know, I'm always talking about my kids on the show, but my son, Miles, this is like, I'm moving to Compton when I get old. And I'm like, Miles, what? And I think he – I believe he has – feels he connected to it somehow through TV or video or something, and
mm-hmm.
it makes me nervous because he's 13, and he's 14 now, but I'm just hearing what you say, and it's like your parents probably feel they're doing the right thing, and this is what happened. So please continue.
Okay, and so after my mother basically kicked me out of the house, I went on to stay with my dad, and at the time, that wasn't good because he was already selling drugs as well. So we kind of formed a team, and I was able to do things legally, so to speak, in my household that I couldn't do when I was living with my mother. So by 17 years old, after I graduated high school, I was making $3,000 an hour on the streets selling
what?
Drugs. And yes, $3,000 an hour. So I had the right gift is what I would like to interject, but I had the wrong product.
Right. Right gift, wrong product. Sounds like a book title to me.
Hey, I'll make note of that.
Well, I like that. I just wrote that down, actually. Right gift, wrong product. We're going to talk about that because that's that's the whole concept of this show, Life Remixed, where we kind of take the skills, traits, and talents that we have and gifts that are organic to us, and we kind of remix it, for lack of a better word, so that we can do what we do to edify people in general. The show, the premise of this show is today's hottest topics from a faith-based perspective, but whether you're a believer, not a believer, there's a whole generation of young people out there, young people, even myself included, in my mid-30s, that, you know, we have to rethink how we do things. Now, here's a situation where you're saying, you know, I'm selling drugs. Jay-Z admits, yo, I sold drugs. I did what I had to do, quote, unquote. But how do you use that experience to help and empower other people? Because sometimes I know when now that I'm at a real nice place in my life, I don't want everybody to know what I done did, for you know, to put it. I don't want everybody to know what I used to do. So how do you use that and tap dance, to use your word, or to dance around the issue of gently explaining to people, this is what I used to do, this is how I used to get down, but I'm not there anymore, without glamorizing it?
Well, again, like I said, at 17 years old, that's the reality of what was going on in my world. And it started, of course, with my parents' divorce. So what I didn't get a chance to say is that from 17 on to 22, I went on to continue to sell drugs, have experiences of near death, being shot at point-blank range, and also having experiences of being robbed and going to jail several times. And what ultimately came to me once when I was locked up was that this is not the dream, this is not the life, this is not the destiny that I envisioned for myself when I was a younger man. So I had to rethink or remix some of the thoughts and the ideology that I had about my life. And at that point, I had to make a decision. And that decision was to make sure that my thoughts, my vision, my view, and my actions line up with the picture that I saw of success as a real, legitimate, contending businessman in the real world. So that change began at that particular point, and I went back to school. And, of course, now I have two college degrees.
Wow.
And I've been able to do several things in several different areas. One is owning and operating a company along with my wife called Troy Boy International, in which we help youth to discover and develop their gifts, very similar to what you and your show represent and stand for. Now, the point of how do we tell our story without glamorizing it, the truth is
right.
The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Say
number
so.
One. We have a responsibility to say so, to say what? To say what we've been through, and then we have the responsibility of teaching them that had not it been for the blood of Jesus, we would not have made it out. Now, just because I made it out, because a lot of young people say, well, you made it out, I can too. Well, you don't have a guarantee that you will make it out.
Right.
You will only know through the process of time if you will make it out based on the lifestyle that you live. So it's not to glorify what was in the past, because we have to give our testimony, because in every message we can always find a mess. We can always find a situation where it was not always as beautiful as what it appears to be now.
You're totally right. I just wanted, we have a caller on the line, 310-433. But before we get to that caller, I want to share something. My assistant, I had an assistant years ago. I was 27 and she was 17. And everyone knows who listens to my show, I was a teenage mother. And I gave birth to my son, my oldest son, in between graduation from high school and freshman year of college, like that summer he was born in August. And if it had not been for my parents, I feel stressing education so much, I never would have been able to go on to do all of the wonderful things that I have done and am currently doing, because they place such a value and emphasis. Well, anyway, she said to me, you know, I might be pregnant, da-da-da-da-da, and I was saying to her at the time, you better hope to high heavens you're not, because you know you're not married, da-da-da-da-da. And you know what she said to me? She said, well, you did it. And I had to explain to her, well, my story is not your story. You know, everybody's walk is different. And so I don't want to, and that's why I said we have to be very careful when we do speak to young people, because they will take that attitude, you did it. And I actually had someone say that to me. But I want to bring our caller into this. Caller from 310-433, are you there? Do you have a question or comment for Troy?
I don't. I'm just listening in on the conversation.
Well, thank you for joining us.
I'm trying to listen on the website, and I can't, so I just called in.
Well, you know what? I want to say thank you so much. I'm just going to mute your line and go to our next caller. How about that?
Thank you.
I now see we have a caller from 864. Caller, are you listening in, or would you like to make a comment? Hello? Okay, maybe they're just listening in. Okay, which is fine. I tell people a lot of times, because our show broadcasts right in the middle of the day, some people call in from work and they just listen. So that's how that goes. All right, Troy. So now, all right, we have who you are, what you're doing. I know my producer, Shamika, told me you were recently on CNN. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, basically CNN was doing some work around the Compton and Los Angeles area, and they were looking for some answers and some solutions as to why youth join gangs. And we were able to connect with one another through our mentoring program called the Born to Win program, where we teach young people how to become overcomers by resisting negativity. And a lot of that thought and that perspective comes from my very life experience, whereby, again, I didn't see the necessary resources in my community that could help me to become a successful businessman at the age of 16 years old. So when drugs were offered to me, because there was a combination of pain, confusion, and blindness. I did not know how to do what was necessary to make it successfully in business, even at an early age. So with CNN, one of the things that I suggested to them and actually proved with real life experiences that when young people are in pain, we can try to educate, we can try to teach, we can try to discipline, and we can correct. Let me excuse the word try. We can correct, we can discipline, and we can teach. However, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
I totally agree with that. And the funniest thing is when I'm out and I speak with young people, I tell them I care. I tell them I want to know about you. And then parents or like youth people in ministry want to know how I can connect with young people. I said, because I genuinely care. Now, maybe I genuinely care because my children are teenagers at this point in time. So I really do have an interest, and I really do care, and I hope that that feeling or that level of care does not change as my children get older. But right now I am so ingratiated with teens. It's crazy. So I really do care because these are my kids' peers. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what you're talking about. I want to know the latest slang. I want to know what Superman at home means. You know, I want to know. I want to know what you're listening to. And unless you care and they feel you care, they won't open up to you, if that makes any sense, right?
Yes, that's absolutely true. And a lot of times that's why it's so necessary for the redeemed of the Lord to say so, because one of the experiences that we have is called the Born to Win experience, whereby we share our story with young people. And it has never failed that every time we share our story first, we then pose the question and ask the young people, what is the most challenging thing that you have ever been through in your life? And because they have seen the fireman, i.e. Troy Campbell, run in the burning building and share his story, they are willing to step forward and share theirs, and it breaks down barriers, it tears down walls, and it opens them up to an entirely new world.
You know what? I have to totally agree. You know what? Just in dealing, I mean, just with you having books and you being a speaker, and I'm pretty much doing the same thing, you have to find a commonality. And I remember somebody gave me, they gave a little quote to me one time, and it said, you can't be so heavenly that you're no earthly good. And a lot of times we find people that have changed their life and they become so holy and so I don't talk down and I don't, you know, pshaw on you. And I'm like, yo, you got to fall back with that, you know, because now people can't even relate to you. They can't even connect with you. How do you connect with people and understand them and show them a better way if you make them feel ostracized? Like, that's not how it's supposed to work. And I don't need a degree in philosophy or psychology. That's basic common sense. How else do you relate to people and able to share and help them? And one of the things that I was so impressed with is the fact that you have changed your life and you are still connected, and now you actually are running a business. I want to say something before we take more callers. Please, listeners, do not take what I'm saying too literally. But I'm going to say I have a lot of respect for drug dealers, and this is why. They manage inventory. They manage employees. They manage employee relations. They handle payroll. Every single aspect of business, of running a business, they have to go through. And it gets more challenging the higher up the pyramid you go. Now, I am not sanctioning. I don't need any seasoned saints calling me, telling me I'm condoning illegal activities. But what I'm saying is, if given an opportunity, I'm sure they could use that for the good. Am I too far off the mark, Troy? The number to talk to Troy is 347-633-9113. Oh, wait a minute. We just got a comment. Some from Dropping Seed Radio just left a comment on the chat line. Some forget where they came from and look down on our youth. When that happens, we set the bar that our young people feel is impossible to attain. Troy, you want to comment on that?
Sure. It's definitely necessary for us to remember where we came from. We are pretty much only as good as our roots. And that comes with good and with bad, because we have something called generational curses that if we don't talk to our children about what we're experiencing in life, that same curse, that same spirit of infirmity or weakness is going to visit them. And let me give you an example. At 16 years old, I was kicked out of my mother's house. At 16 years old, my father was kicked out of his dad's house. At 16 years old, my grandfather was kicked out of the state of Louisiana.
Wow.
And now, had we not talked about these things, then we would know to expect them to visit us. But I have a son, and when he becomes 16 years old, because all of the previous gentlemen that I just named, at the time when we were kicked out of our homes, I don't know if we had the accurate information about those situations. So when my son begins to grow and mature and is at an age where I can speak with him, he'll know what happened to all of us at 16 years old so that he can be prepared, so that he can be fortified, so that he can know how to release the blood of Jesus and the anointing of God that's on his life to keep the enemy at bay so that he doesn't come to the same pressure that we did at 16 years old.
Wow, Zers, you hit it right on the head. And you know something? What's really funny? My grandmother had my mother at 18. My mother had me at 18. And I had my son at 18. So you are not saying anything that I have not lived. And let me tell you, my older son is 18. And thank God, he will be 19 years old in August. And I tell him, I have preached and preached and preached, but not in necessarily like a preachy way, but just encouraged him, if you're engaging in sex, don't talk to these, you know, the whole thing to get him as an adult, to get him out of 18 so it can stop. It is going to stop with me. And Dropping Seed Radio just sent you a message that said, preach, brother. Listen, I just want to say one thing. I am so proud to announce that starting in August, my show will be going to an hour, because this has been happening. We just started the show the beginning of July, and we are now down to the last 7 minutes of the show. And it makes me crazy because, you know, in my own fear, I'm like, you know, this is kind of new, don't know if it's going to work. And every show that I have done, 30 minutes is so not enough. So I have to bring you back in August when we make the show for an hour. But, you know, before we, you know, lose too much time, I would like for you, if you please, can talk to us a little bit about Project London, from Compton to London.
Okay. Our Project London is a project in which we're taking 26 kids to Europe. We're taking them to London, England, Madrid, Spain, and also Paris, France. And we have kids at Dominguez High School. We had a group of 100 kids that we mentor, that we actually teach that they are born to win. We teach them how to balance checkbooks. We teach them how to manage their feelings, their emotions. We teach them how to make solid decisions, and we teach them how to be the bigger man and or the bigger woman. And in this program, we were mentoring a group of kids one day, and it just hit me when I walked out of there that some of these kids have never been out of Compton, California. And I remember when I was 16 years old, I was invited to a leadership camp around 15, 16 in Malibu. And that's just about 25 miles from Compton, where I grew up at. It was so beautiful that it literally changed my perspective on life. I came home and I still sold drugs, but I knew now that there was a different way, there was a different place, and there were other opportunities that were there for me to be successful besides selling drugs. And that remains pivotal in my mind, that was one of the key factors that influenced change in my life. So we went on to begin planning to take these kids to Europe, because we know that once they get outside of their setting, once they see something different, once they're allowed to have a different experience besides ambulances, sirens, and gunshots, that they would be able to now dream bigger, that they would be able to plan bigger, that they would be able to do more because they've seen more. And I believe with what Winston Churchill said, the further back you can look, the farther forward you'll be able to see. So we believe that as we take these kids outside of their situations, outside of where they live, their normal parameters, that their vision, their hope, their ideas about life will expand, because they're not only seeing now something different, but they're in a whole another world. And we know that a lot of life has a lot to do with our experience.
You know what's so funny, and we're down to the last couple minutes of the show, but I want to say something. You're gonna chuckle. My husband and I took some girls from my youth ministry from our youth group to this great pancake place in New Jersey where we live, and I mean they have coconut pancake. I mean every just pancakes galore. And when we got there, this was New Year's Day. I said, listen, this is a new year. You're going to get some new jazzy pancakes. Do you know all the young ladies ordered plain pancakes? And I said, wait a minute. Y'all have chocolate chip, coconut, bananas, walnut, not even just a compote, just like fresh bananas and fresh walnuts. And what they ordered, both of them, were plain. No, three of them. There's like two or three of the girls. They ordered plain pancakes. And it frustrated me, but I said, you know what, when we dropped them off, I said to my husband, I said, you know something, even though they may have ordered plain pancakes, at least now they're aware that you can order other types of pancakes.
There you go. There you go.
And it made me feel a little bit better because I was just like, you know, I wanted to scream. I'm like, yo, there's more than just plain pancakes. But you know something? Now they know there are more options than just plain pancakes. Troy, we are down to the last couple of minutes of the show. Can you share your final thoughts with us today, please? Just about everything you're doing, about young people, whatever your final thoughts are, my brother.
My final thoughts are that just like my life began in a way that was difficult, it was challenging, and it appeared to be uncertain. If anyone that's listening decides to make a quality decision about the direction of your life, you have the ability to change it. You have the ability to channel it. You have the ability to touch other lives. This business of Project London comes from Troy Boy International, a company that's run by a former drug dealer and his now wife, who was not involved in drug dealing. And we also have an acting school. We also have a management company. And we help kids to discover and develop their gifts. This is the most important thing, I believe, that we have a responsibility besides teaching them who Jesus Christ is. That is to help them discover and develop that gift. The Bible says in Luke 17 that the kingdom of God is not in observation, but it is within you. Well, what is within you? Within you is that anointing. Within you is the Spirit of God. Within you is every gift that God has given you. So it's not surprising that a drug dealer can go out and be successful and manage inventory and do these things, because the Bible says that the gifts and callings of God are without repentance, and also that that gift will make room for you. So God won't take it back, but he will show you how to use it as you come into the kingdom of God and do what God has anointed and called you to do. And in closing, I'd like to say that if anyone would like to help with getting us to Project London, that you can donate on our website at www.troyboyinternational.com. If you're listening and you're in the Compton area, Los Angeles area, and you're interested in our acting school, it's called TNT, Troy and Teresa, School of the Performing Arts, and TC Star Talent. Teresa Campbell Star Talent is a powerful management tool where kids are getting books, they're getting contracts with for modeling and contracts for television, and we believe that we have a responsibility to lead and guide these kids in the way that they're supposed to go.
Well, I just want to thank Troy so much. We're getting ready. We're down to about the last minute of the show. Troy, thank you so much. He gave all of his contact information. I want to thank him. And my special thanks to my producer, executive producer, Shamika, who always gets me the best guests. If you would like to be a guest on the show, just log on to Life Remix Radio and send Shamika or me an email. If you have a business or service and you'd like to participate in our advertising program, just send us an email to liferemixedradio@aol.com. And just so everyone knows, I will be speaking in Newark at this event Saturday. And if you want to check my itinerary where I'll be, you can log on to www.cybrown.com. It was a pleasure having Troy with me on the radio today, Troy Boy International. I want to thank you for listening, and know that you can experience success in every area of your life. Thanks, God, and so it is.
Very good, very good.